Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour with Steve Barish. I wanted to tell you tonight we're going to continue with the Voice of Silence. I had so many phone calls and so many things happened last week on the radio. We were getting in touch with heaven. We were getting in touch with the Almighty. We had so much happening that I got phone calls from all over the world asking me to please redo this again. So what we're going to be doing tonight is talking about the Voice of Silence, getting into the center of the heart. Now, it's really interesting. In a summary of what happened last week, I was taking people and we were meditating on the Voice of Silence. And what I was doing was just taking people into the center of their hearts. In the center of the heart, we can call that the most holy of holies, is where God resides. He resides in your tummy, and he resides in your heart. The stomach, or the chakra in the stomach area, is the fifth brain. But let's continue with the heart. This is a whole different area that we were working with last week. And we were doing so much good. I had people that were being healed instantaneously. And they could feel the presence of the Almighty in front of them. If they didn't hear the voice, they certainly felt his energy. And I feel his energy above me tonight. So what we're going to do is that we're going to continue with this. So anybody that needs a healing, anybody wants to get in touch with the Voice of Silence, going to the center of the heart, I can teach you how to do that. It's not hard. It's fairly easy. All you have to do is have the self-control to be able to go into the center of the heart and sit there in silence. The reason I say this is because when you're in the heart and the light is shining from heaven through you, it's just an absolute wonderful feeling. So when you're in the center of the heart, you don't even need to talk, because what happens is that the Voice of Silence, whether you hear it, whether you feel it, it will actually vibrate through your whole body. The idea of the heart is to open it up and to live in silence in your heart, allowing the Almighty to be able to speak through you either at that particular moment, or an hour from now, but you will feel a difference. Things will change. Things will open. The main thing to do is not to talk. The main thing to do is to sit in the center of the heart and allow you to feel the vibrational qualities of heaven, earth, and yourself. It's so important to realize that we have so much going on, that love is abound, and we need to use it as well as we possibly can. So what I'm willing to do tonight is to help you as much as I possibly can to be able to get in touch with the Voice of Silence, to be able to get in touch with who you are, to be able to get in touch with deeper feelings than you've ever felt before. And this is the way, this is what I understand to be in perfect order with the universe. I've been working on this for 30 years. I was taught by an enlightened master on the same subject. I think I have an idea in which direction I'm going to and where I'm coming from. If I didn't think it would work, I wouldn't bring it up to you. But last time, we had so much happen on the radio that it was absolutely fantastic. Again, I've had so many phone calls about this, and I just want to help as many people as I can. The other thing that we were doing last week is standing in the light. In other words, is a perfect access where you can actually stand, and in a certain direction, the energy will come from heaven, go down from heaven into the earth, and allow you to feel the freedom of your own expression, to feel the freedom of heaven running through your body, and making a connection between heaven and the center of the earth. There is so much to learn, so much to do. And that's the beginning of the process of enlightenment. Not that we'll reach enlightenment tonight, but it's a good process to be on the way. This work is advanced. It's not in the beginning. It's not in the center. But it's a little bit more advanced. And I think what's happening now, not to get off track, but I think what's happening on the planet is that we are starting to receive a tremendous amount of energy. Just absolute, pure, wonderful, holistic, pure energy. So what I'm doing is taking you to a point where I believe that the energy is, and taking you to a point where you begin and actually feel more light, more vibrancy, and to try to understand who we are and why we're here. Who we are is that we are a part of God. We all have the stroke of wonderfulness in our body. We have the gift of God. We have the spark. We are the living Ark of the Covenant. Everything that we do should be under the presence of the Almighty. In other words, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to preach. I'm not trying to make you think of anything else other than who you are. What I want to do is help you as much as I possibly can in my humble way to be able to reach a higher state of consciousness, a lot easier, a lot purer, and a lot simpler. So if anybody wants to try this out, it's wonderful. You guys know the phone number, so please don't hesitate to call. I'd love to help you as much as I can. There's a lot to learn and a lot to do, and I'm willing to put it out there to help you as much as I possibly can. What we need to do is just focus on who we are. What we're going to do is learn how to focus this evening on a higher state level of consciousness. So what I need everybody to do is just let go of everything. That's it. Just let go of all your feelings. Let go of everything that you know of. And just sit in a state of higher awareness. We have to think of higher awareness, of a higher level of energy. Just focus on who you are by letting go who you are, and focus on yourself in a higher state of consciousness. By letting go of the control, you gain control, which means that the control that we have is an earthly control. What we're looking for is a spiritual control, which is a lot stronger than the earthly control. So as we let go and just focus, that's it, you'll start to feel yourself becoming more grounded. You should be able to feel that right now. You should be able to feel yourself grounding very, very easily. That's it. Just focus, let everything go. That's it. You might be seeing some darkness coming out of you, and that's okay, because we're going into a higher state of consciousness. So what we're doing is getting rid of the lower state of consciousness, which is in our body, and we're allowing all the energy from heaven to go through us without hesitation, without reservation, and just allow it to flow through our bodies in a free state of awareness. And you should be able to feel very, very grounded and very focused right now. And what we're going to do is that we're going to open up our hearts. That's it. Allow the energy to open up in your heart. And we're all going to take a visit to the center of our heart. So please follow me. I'm going to be with every one of you that's focused and I will take you into the center of your heart, and I'll try to do the least amount of talking, and we're going to the heart now. You should be able to feel that opening up. Please don't be afraid. We're just going to the center of the heart. That's it. Focus on who you are. That's it. Just allow yourself to go in. That's it. You're doing great. Breathe right in. I know it feels a little heavy. Just breathe it in. What you're doing is opening up your heart and allowing to allow the energy of heaven to flow through you. And by opening up your heart, you will become more in touch with the energy from heaven. That's it. Just focus and go into the center of your heart. You're all doing fine. That's it. You're about a quarter of the way into your heart. Just allow that energy to flow. You're doing great. You should be able to see a light focusing right now coming through. That's it. You're starting to get to the center of the heart. Okay. You should see a tremendous amount of light in the center of your heart. Now, what I would like you to do is just stay here and bathe in your heart. I'm not going to tell you anything other than to focus on your heart, because the information from your heart will attain a higher consciousness and you'll be able to hear things. If you can't hear things, you'll be able to feel things changing, and it'll be a constant change of a higher development of awareness and consciousness. So let's take 30 seconds and just be quiet. That's it. You should be able to feel things expanding. Very good. Very good. Okay. Very good. Let your heart expand. I know that hurts a little bit, but we're opening up a lot of people's hearts tonight and allowing things to sink in. That's it. We're coming back out of the heart now. You're going to go back into your own consciousness. That's it. You should all feel yourself coming back to who you are. It's fantastic. Allow yourself to be. That's it. Good. Good. I hope that was a good experience for you all. You all are back in your minds. You're in your own consciousness. What will happen is that you're going to feel expanded. You'll be able to feel things a little bit differently. You're in touch with a higher consciousness now. That's it. It's really great. You should be a lot more aware of where you're at. You should feel a lot of a higher consciousness. You should be more grounded and a lot more focused. And that's how it's done. And the other way, which is a beautiful way of doing things, let's just everything settle down in the heart area. The other way of doing things is standing in the light. So what we need to do is stand up. That's really simple to do. We want to stand up and lean forward a little bit and then lean back. You'll feel a tremendous amount of energy coming through your body. And right now, the people that can see, you should be able to feel a shard of crystal between you and the center of the earth. You should be able to see a great light all the way down from your feet all the way to the center of the earth. For the people that have not ever done this before and are seers should be able to see that light in the center of the earth. You should be able to feel the energy from heaven right above you. You should be able to feel the energy that's flowing through your heart. Just allow that to be. Allow yourself to be. Don't work hard at it. Just keep it very simple. That's it. Wonderful. That's how you can get in touch with your heart. And that's how you can get, that's how fast you can get in touch with the light. If you're standing in perfect access, you can actually feel the light coming down from heaven, a very bright light. You should be able to see that light all the way down from heaven all the way down to the center of the earth. The people that can see that. And the people that cannot see it, that's okay. What you're doing is receiving a lot of energy from heaven and a lot of energy from earth. This is not a difficult task to do, but I suspect that the way that I feel that we might have connected with at least, I don't know, maybe 100, 150,000 people this evening and been able to connect with that light. It's what it seems like it feels to me like. And that feels wonderful. Try to remember that I'm trying to help you as much as I can in my simple way of doing things. In a non-egotistical way, to be able to get in touch with who you are by opening you up more to understand who you are and to feel the presence of the Almighty around you, to be able to feel the wonderfulness of the glow within your own heart, within everything about you. So what will happen is that this energy will stay with you for quite some time. The way to do this is just stay centered, and everything will be okay. There's nothing wrong with learning more. It's a process. A lot of you have never done this before, and a lot of you might have done that before. But I think the presence of everybody working together, because we are one, there's no separation, there's no disconnection. We are all connected together. The idea is to love one another, to be able to help one another, and to be able to take this kind of energy further than we've ever gone before. So the idea of it is to help ourselves. And as we're helping ourselves, we're helping Mother Nature. We're helping the trees. We're helping the ground. We're helping everything that Mother Earth needs. And we're sending that energy to the center of the earth. To heal Mother Earth, to heal ourselves, to heal our neighbors from everything that's happening right now on the planet. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. All we know is that whatever is bad, it can be dealt with very beautifully by loving it. It's much easier to love than it is to hate. By using this kind of energy, you're getting in touch with the universe. You're getting in touch with who you are. So you're making a very big connection between yourself, between the universe, between heaven, between earth. And just remember that we glow in our own apertures of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. This energy, which I was given years ago, and I remember God coming to me and speaking to me, and I'll give you the first two prayers, the first two sayings that I ever got from heaven. The first one is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. I'll let you guys think about that for a while and think about what is important for you and what that means to you. It means to me that we're glowing in our own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth, which means that we are connected to everything. And the way we do that is to be very centered in who we are. A good shaman, as I remember somebody telling me one time, knows where they are and where they're not. I am not a shaman, but I remember a good shaman telling me one time that story. And I do believe that when we are connected between Mother Earth and Heaven, that we are connected to everything. So the idea of it is to be able to be connected. And this is the way we can heal. We can heal the earth, we can heal ourselves, and we can heal the people around us. And when you make that kind of a connection, is that all you need to do is think about healing, and you can heal whoever you want. You can heal the planet, you can heal trees, you can handle and do anything you want to do as long as it's in life order. In other words, everything that comes to you, everything that you hear has to be a life-affirming. And that's the most plausible thing that we can get from heaven, is that everything that we get is in perfect order, is in perfect access, is in perfect order in our hearts. And it's so important to be in touch with that. So if anybody needs some help, if anybody wants to talk, if anybody feels like they want to talk on the radio and see what this feels like and tell everybody out there what it feels like to be in touch with everything, because that's what we're doing. We're opening up to the entire universe in one session, in one time, as much as we possibly can. So we're given as much as we can, and we're given as much as we can do in one session. So it's a good beginning, and I think the people that have gotten in touch with this are a lot more open. You should be able to feel that in your chest area. You should be able to feel it in your heart, and you should be able to feel a lot more consciousness around you. Your head should be a lot more open. Your chakras should be a lot more open. And you should be a lot more opening with feeling around you that's very much alive. And that's who we are. The first saying that I ever got from heaven is, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. Which means to me that God is with us. He's with us all the time. The further we trust ourselves, the further we trust heaven, the further we can trust everything around us, the more we open up, the more we realize that there's so much more around us. You can feel the angels, you can feel heaven, you can feel whatever you want to feel. And that's the beautiful part of it. We're all a little bit different. We all have different kinds of gifts. So what we're trying to do tonight, and what we are doing tonight, is allowing you to feel those gifts, to open up to those gifts. So you might not be able to feel anything right now in terms of a voice, but what you're feeling right now is a lot more openness, a lot more awareness, and that'll take you a lot further. So for the people that have never done this before, I think you're going to find that your awareness will be a lot more. Your consciousness is certainly going to be a lot more. Your vibratory quality is certainly going to go up. And the change in your mind should be very great. So I think it's really wonderful that we're doing this kind of work on the Internet for people to understand that there's so much more alive. There's so much more to be thankful for just by opening up and being in touch with who we are even more. The idea of it is not to look outside of ourselves, but to look inside of ourselves. By opening up your heart, by opening up your gut, by opening up all your chakras, just by opening up your heart chakra, what that'll do is open up the other chakras. Now, what I'm doing right now is that I'm about 4 feet above my head, and I'm looking down at my chakras, and I'm looking down at some other people's chakras, and I'm actually seeing the blue light, which is oxygen going into the chakras. So it almost looks like if you have a gas pilot or you have a gas stove, and you turn it on and you see that blue beautiful light, that's the same light that I'm seeing that's going into the heart and going into the other chakras right now. So you are opening up. You're opening up to a lot more energy. And I think it's fabulous that we can make those kind of connections. So if you guys would, please give us a phone call. Let me know how you feel. Let me know how you're doing, because this is really real. This stuff is actually happening. And we're doing it live. I mean, these things are just wonderful to do. And the idea of being able to share this with everybody, eventually what we'll do is become our own gurus. And that's what we want to do. It's very important to realize that we have those kind of feelings and to be able to come who you are. The idea of being able to open up and knowing who you are and what you are is everything. So I think it's wonderful to be able to do that for you guys and for me to learn about me even more about while I'm doing this and helping you at the same time. So you should have a lot more awareness, and you should feel a high vibrancy going through your body. And I think it's really, really a good feeling. The easiest thing I can tell you to do is to stand in the light. The second thing that we did today was standing in the light. Your heart should be a lot lighter now, and you should feel a lot different. So I think what happened tonight was very big for everybody. So I think the main thing to do is just to relax with it and try to follow it and see what's going on with your life and enjoy it. Embrace all that wonderful energy and allow that to really come through for you. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I think it's great to get in touch with all that kind of wonderful energy and allow that to go through you. Allow it to go through you without any hesitation or reservation. And allow it to embrace you. Allow it to become who you are, because that is who you are. To be able to get in touch with who you are at an easier way of doing it, it's probably the easiest way I know. And you're not going to get in trouble with it. So I hope that everybody is enjoying this kind of work. And I think if anybody wants to call in and talk about it, I think it would be really, really wonderful to do. I know I was on the Valerie show last week, and we were doing that kind of energy and allowing people to feel what they need to feel. So this is all new for Valerie. It's new for a lot of people, but I think it's something that we need to do by getting into the heart and allowing all that to flow. I think it's something that's really, really great to do. And we need the people to just be silent in their own heart and not try to try to tell them what to do, but allow them to feel, allow you to feel your own energy, allow you to feel what's in you, and how to strive for that is to be able to open up and allowing yourself to be who you are. So I think it's a wonderful feeling to be able to do this work and to be able to show you how to do it. If there's anybody that needs healing, please don't hesitate to call tonight. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can. That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to make this as simple as I possibly can to allow you to know that there are people out there that want to help you as much as we can. It doesn't matter who we are, but it's a matter of what we know, and to be able to share that and to be able to give you the wisdom to be able to use it. And that's what it's all about. So let me give you some phone numbers to call. It's 1-877-876-5227 in the United States. 1-888-815-9756 in Canada and the United States. And those are the numbers. And I think it would be wonderful if you call in and let me know how you feel. Let me know how this is working. What I want to do is just take people to a much higher state of consciousness in a time when it's most needed. And it's needed now. So what we want to do is to make this a better world, to make it a higher vibrancy. That's what's coming into the planet now, and I want to utilize it the best and highest possible good for everybody that I can reach. And this work is not hard. God does not want anything very difficult. He wants us to live as simple as we can and to do the best we can simply. So these techniques that I'm showing you were taught to me by a great enlightened master who I had the privilege of working with for about 25 or 30 years, and to pass this energy on to you. Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Fantastic.
How did that energy feel over the radio for you?
It feels really good.
Good. Did you get in touch? Did you go to the center of your heart?
Yes.
Wonderful. How did that feel to expand yourself?
That feels really clear, and it was expanding, kept expanding out.
Good. Good. Scott, can you speak up a bit? I've got a little cold, so I need some help here.
Okay. Is that better?
That's much better, Scott. Okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
I had a still the friend, the lady last week that had some paralysis on her right side.
Yes.
The lower part of her leg, she was able to move it a little bit, but she's
wonderful.
Her throat is still, she can't swallow. She's on a feeding tube and her right side. So I was just wondering if we could work with her.
Sure.
She's a Ouida. What's her name? Deerfield?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 72.
Mm-hmm. I think she's starting to swallow a little easier right now.
Okay.
You should be able to feel that in your own throat. Does that feel a lot freer?
Yeah, it's still the right side of the throat. Still some knottiness there.
Okay, what I need you to do is let everything go. That's it. Allow the energy to flow through you.
Okay.
Without any reservation. That's it. Think about your throat being opened all the way. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you very nicely. How does that feel now as you're swallowing?
Yes, that's much better.
Yeah, what we need to do, what I'm showing you, is that without any kind of reservation, just let this stuff flow through you. Let this wonderful energy flow through you. And as you're flowing, as you're allowing it to flow through, you're actually clearing yourself and clearing your friend at the same time. So what I'm doing is sending the energy through you to your friend. You should be able to swallow a lot easier. She's moving her toes, by the way.
The crown, the
whole head.
How does that
feel to you now?
Vibrating. My entire
mm-hmm.
head is
good.
All vibrating.
Good. We have to remember that we're all connected. There's nothing that we can't do. That's a big statement to say, but the mind is so powerful that all we need to do is say that the throat is clear, allowing that energy to flow through without any kind of reservation. You can clear yourself and your friend totally in a matter of a couple seconds.
That's beautiful.
Now, you should feel a lot more grounded. You feel a lot more grounded and open tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Good. Now, this energy is going around the world. It's just not something that I'm doing in the United States. This energy is going all around the world. As there's no limit to what we can do. Absolutely no limit.
And when we want to connect to this energy, we just...
Excuse me?
I said when we want to connect to this energy, we just sit down and just...
That's all you need to do. You're connecting right to God. You're not connecting to anybody other than God. And that's the most beautiful part about it.
There's some things going on.
We don't need anybody to connect to other than the Holy Master himself.
In the kidneys region right now.
Pardon?
I say there's something going on with the kidneys, the
yes.
lower back.
Mm-hmm. Allow that to heal you. That's it. You should be able to feel the energy all the way down to your stomach. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have vision that you can see out of the back of your body?
No, I don't. Not sure.
Okay. What I want you to do is just focus on your kidneys. Your right one's opening up more. The left one's open up completely. Let's just focus on the right side. Okay, what I want you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God through my right kidney.
I breathe in the breath of God through my right kidney.
Just feel your right side open up?
Yes.
Yes, that's how simple it is. All we have to do is to believe in ourselves. There's no limit to what we can do by believing in ourselves. By setting yourself free, by giving yourself the energy from heaven, you can do anything you want to do. Everything that we're doing is life-affirming. There are people out there that do hear things that are not life-affirming. If you're hearing things that are not life-affirming, let it go. It's not something we want. What we want to do is hear things that are life-affirming. Very easy to do. I breathe in the breath of God of everything that is life-affirming, and that'll change anything in your mind that needs to be changed just by saying that. By being in touch with who you are, that's who you are. How does it feel now?
It feels much better.
Much better. Much clearer, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I'm very clear.
Mm-hmm. You can use this energy anytime you want. It's something that you can get in touch with. This is who you are. In other words, what I'm doing is opening you up to your own inner self. You're just being opened up further inside. Your conscious level is going up. So everybody has their own gifts. Everybody's a little bit different. Everybody should feel a little different. Everybody should feel more open and life-affirming. And, you know, the vibrancy should be a lot more. People should be feeling a lot more grounded and open. And that's how you're feeling tonight. I can feel it in you. It just feels great.
Yes, the crown chakra, the whole entire crown chakra is open.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You'll find that all your chakras are wide open. They feel like they're really almost bursting, actually. And that's just from the vibrancy of all this energy that we're doing. They're just being cleared out. And it only takes a millisecond. It doesn't take a long time. That's who we are. It's what we can do to help each other. So
okay.
It's really important to do.
I'll get off here and stay listening to you and let someone else call in.
Absolutely.
And I send my love and thanks and gratitude.
Absolutely. Thank
Bless
you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you. But that's what we can do, is to be able to help each other out. By me helping you, you can help a lot more people. I'm not in this for money. I'm not in this for an ego. I am in this to help you as much as I possibly can, for you to open up to all the loveliness that you can possibly reach. And I think it's really important for everybody to know that there are people out there that really want to help, that really want you to move forward, that really have a desire to make the world a much better place to live in. And I think that we can do it through a lot of love, through a lot of light, and most of all, to love ourselves even more, because the more we love ourselves, the more we can open up to the universe, the more we can open up to our planet, and the more we can open up to everything around us. And that's so important to do. So if anybody else is out there that would like to call in and talk about how they feel, maybe we could use this energy to heal a lot more people. Maybe we could use this energy to heal our loved ones. Maybe we could use this energy to heal the planet, which is something that I do all the time. So it's just a matter of getting in touch with who we are at a higher level of rate of energy. And the more we change, the more we open up, the more we become who we really are and what our purpose is on the planet. And that purpose is to love one another, but most of all, to love ourselves, to allow us to be in control of who we are, in a spiritual control, not an earthly control, but a spiritual control, which is a much higher control than the energy that we've used before. So the energy that we're using right now is of a much higher control. It is not us, it is God. And that's the beautiful part about it. So the control that we're using now is from heaven. The idea of it is not our will, but God's will. And that's what I'm trying to do by teaching everybody how to open up to this energy, this wonderful, holy energy that we can use to better our lives and to better everybody else around us and to better the planet, to better the trees, to better everything. About a year ago, I was given a vision of, actually I was massaging somebody in my older business, and I saw the eyes of trees looking at me as I was looking at them. And every tree has got an eye. And the amazing part about it is that the soul and the spirit of the tree, which is in the ground, which stands maybe 6 feet high, maybe some of us at 4 feet high, but the soul and the spirit of the tree looks just like us. It's an amazing thing to see when you can see the tree and how much alive the tree is. It's absolutely amazing to be able to look through the eye on the other side, which I was given a chance to do, and to see what I look like on the other side or my building look like. And it's identical. I was looking through the tree, the eye of a tree, and they were seeing us just as well as we see them. And not only that, but it's just a wonderful experience to be able to see how nature sees and to be able to see how much of a gift the life that we have, the life of the trees, the life of grass. Every grass has got an eye. Every beautiful flower, even the flowers that aren't so beautiful, and I've never seen a flower that's not been beautiful, but every one that I've seen so far has got an eye. So everything on the planet is absolutely beautiful. It's phenomenal to be able to see that nature, to think that we're the only ones that see, it's not true. Everything has got eyes. Everything has got feeling. Everything has got consciousness. And to understand that is to be in touch with the entire universe. There's nothing that's cut off from us, only our own mind. And we need to allow that to open up. And by getting in touch with your heart, by getting in touch with the consciousness in your heart, you'll be able to open up to this different consciousness and to be able to feel these wonderful gifts that God has given us. It might not be the same as mine, but you have the same kind of gift. And it's a gift from heaven. It's a gift from God. And that's what we need to do. We need to be able to get in touch with that and to be able to work with that and to be able to feel it. So what I'm doing for you and what I'm doing for the planet is to be able to open you up, to be able to find your own gift, and to be able to use it the highest expression that you can possibly do and the highest consciousness level that you possibly can do at this moment in time. And believe me, that'll even open up more. So it's just a stepping stone, and it's something that we need to realize that there's so much wonderfulness out there. There's so much to learn and so much to be. I'm sorry that more people have not called this evening. Maybe they're really going to work. Maybe you guys are really feeling a lot of wonderful things. I wish more would call in, but that's okay. I think that what we're doing tonight is opening up more consciousness at a higher level to understand that we can do anything we want with our own imagination, that we can actually feel at a higher vibration and a higher existence than we've ever known before. So be in touch with that feeling. Allow yourself to be who you are. I'll never forget one of the sayings that I got. It was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. I've got about 300 or 400 of these sayings, and I'm trying to put it together in a book form now. I'm going to be calling it Messages from the Most High. And hopefully I'll have it out in a few months. But I think it'll really help a lot of people to understand more of a higher consciousness level and to be able to take each one of these sayings, and maybe you might not understand it right away, but in a little while you will understand it. And the higher you go, the more that you'll understand. And the higher you go, you'll probably even come into more of who you are. And maybe have your own sayings, and have your own heart. I think it's wonderful that we can get in touch with all this higher energy. And to be able to show you this is wonderful. I think meditation is something that we need to do more often. I think it's something that we need to do is get outside in nature, walk around without our shoes and our socks. If you're living out west or in California now, it's a lot easier than in the north, but in the summertime, please go outside, stand on the earth. I know there's a lot of people that use magnets, and the reason we're using magnets is because we're not standing on the earth. We're not allowing this energy to flow through us. We're not standing in a stream. We're not allowing to feel this water, this pure, beautiful water, as much as it is, might be toxic. It's still water, and it will cleanse your body. It's very, very important to be able to stand in a stream and allow this energy to pass through you. We have a lot of negative and positive ions on the planet, and we're filled with a lot of positive ions, and the water has got a lot of negative ions. So what we need to do is you can actually stand and take your hands and just put it in water, not actually in water, but above the water, and you'll feel the negative ions or positive ions, whichever it is that you need, will actually find its own level in your body and actually clear you. And the reason that we feel that way, if we're by the ocean, is that... Do you ever go to the ocean and you feel this calmness about you? Well, that's from the energy in the water, and the energy in the water will come and actually cleanse you and clear you. A stream will do the same thing. Standing in the light will do the same thing. So we need to allow ourselves, find things that are good for you. Find things, find the level of energy around your property. There's so many different areas if you have a nice piece of property where you could feel the male and female energy, the female energy coming down from heaven and the male energy coming up from earth. You can actually find these spots, and you can actually allow this energy to flow through you and cleanse you and heal you. There's so much to do. There's so much to see, and there's so much to allow happen. So I think it's really great to be able to talk to you and allow you to understand where I'm coming from and what we can do to help ourselves. We all have a tremendous amount of gifts of knowledge. As much as I know very little. And I understand that there's a lot of people out there with a tremendous amount of knowledge. Please share that. Please let people know how you're doing things and allow them to flow free. Teach them. Just do the best that we can to allow the wisdom of heaven flow through us. Don't hold it back. Just allow, show it. Let people feel who you are. Allow them to feel the energy. You're not giving anything away. Why, the best way I can put it to you is that by sharing, not only are you sharing with people, but you're sharing with heaven. You're sharing with the earth. You're sharing with everything around you. And more will be given unto you. So the best thing to do is to share. And when you share, you'll get a lot more back. Not that we're looking for a lot more back, but what you'll be doing is opening up to more wisdom of the ages. You'll be given a lot more to work with. I remember I had a person ask me one time, this was years ago, and she said, you know, I can't remember a lot of what I learned last year, and I'm trying to hold on so dearly tight to what I've learned. And I told her, your mind is a computer. Allow it to dissipate. Allow it to disappear. Because what you've learned is in your mind, is in your computer. If you're walking in a group of people, anything that anybody needs, and you're of a higher state of consciousness, they will receive. You could change somebody's life instantaneously without even knowing what you're doing. And that's the whole trick of it all. Is to keep it very simple. Allow your mind to be free so you can share and be shared with everybody else on the planet. It doesn't matter where we're at. It doesn't matter who we are. It only matters that we give love. As we're giving love, we receive love. As we're sharing with people, we get shared back. So it's not a matter of how much you know or who you are or what you are. It's a matter of loving. It's a matter of sharing. It's a matter of quality of life. It's a matter of the energy that you're sharing, the love that you can give, the foundation of who you are is shared with everybody. The idea of it is to learn to love yourself beyond who anything beyond who you are, because who you are is a part of God. You're not giving anything away. What you're doing is gaining. Allow yourself to be free with who you are. Allow yourself to show. Allow yourself to shine. Get in touch with your starlight. Get in touch with everything that is yours, your heart light. Get in touch with those things and share it. Don't be afraid. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to give it away. You're not going to learn anything that you shouldn't be learning other than by sharing, you will receive a lot more. I think it's so important that people get out of their ego and start understanding that what we can do is open up and share who we are with everybody. I know that people have been taught over the years, you know, don't give this away and don't give that away. We're not giving anything away. What we're doing is that we're opening up and sharing, and the wisdom of the ages will come to you. God will come to you and always give you new energy. There is no such thing as who we are. It's what we are. It's a matter of energy. It's a matter of love. Just share. That's all we can do is learn how to share. And the idea of it is that the more we share, the more we find out who we are, the more we opened up to more energy, our hearts will open up more, all the chakras will open up more. You won't have to worry about people working on your chakras because the chakras will be worked on universally. And that's how it works. That's what enlightenment is all about, to be able to be free of all of everything who you are and to be able to share. If we learn our own techniques and find out what we can do to better ourselves, either by standing in the light, getting in touch with the chakras. I've seen people use chakras, you know, they take one energy from one chakra, put it into another. It's not even necessary to do. All you need to do is get in touch with your chakras, open up your heart chakra, and all your other chakras will open up right behind that. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be the wonderfulness of who you are. I've got to go. This has been a wonderful evening. I'm sorry that Moore didn't call, but I know you've been feeling a wonderful amount of energy. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell for always being there for me, and Dr. Valerie for always being there for me. And everybody else, I love you, and I hope that we do well, and I hope that you've learned a lot this evening to be able to share and be more truthful with who you are, for who you are is what we are. And what that means is that we are with God, we are one with God, and to be one with ourselves. Have a great evening. This is the Steve Parrish Healing Hour. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.